Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Amy Nicholson and Wade Major. First up, Operation Finale, starring Oscar Isaac and Ben Kingsley. Chris Weitz directs a film about the hunt for Adolf Eichmann. Wade?
This is like award season hors d'oeuvres. It gets your palate ready. It's not a great film. It's not the main course, but at least it's sort of getting us in the mood. Oscar Isaac plays the Mossad agent who leads a team to capture Eichmann in Argentina, played by Ben Kingsley. It's good, but it gets a little bit too action-y and convoluted in that Argo way.
Operation Finale, rated PG-13 in wide release. The sci-fi action film Kin is co-directed by the Baker brothers, Jonathan and Josh. It stars Miles Truitt in his feature film debut, Jack Rayner and Dennis Quaid. Amy?
Yeah, this is a solid debut all around by the Baker brothers and their star. It's about a foster kid who discovers a gun from another planet in an abandoned building, and he and his very shady brother go on the run. To the film's credit, the brother never gets redeemed. He doesn't have a heart of gold. He's an absolute screw-up from the beginning. And also to the film's credit, they don't hide their Terminator 2 inspirations to the point that the kid actually plays a Terminator 2 video game in the movie. Still, I'm interested in these people. I'm curious to see what they do next. This movie's worthwhile.
James Franco has a small role in Kin. It's rated PG-13 in wide release. And the co-production from the UK and France, The Mystery, The Little Stranger, Lenny Abramson, the director, the screenwriter Lucinda Coxon, and Donald Gleeson, Ruth Wilson, and Charlotte Rampling star. Wade?
Really wonderful. This is the most interesting ghost movie I've seen since The Others. Lenny Abramson, who directed Room, the Oscar-nominated director, does this in a very, very temperate style. It's an Edwardian supernatural thriller that does everything that you don't expect it to do and does nothing that you expect it to do. I found it really quality filmmaking.
Amy?
I enjoyed it a great deal. There's this mutually miserable romance between Donald Gleeson and Ruth Wilson, and also just this larger framework of a crumbling aristocracy and these businessmen who want to repurchase all the mansions and own everything themselves now that they're in charge.
It's not about Great Gardens kind of vibe to it.
Exactly. Yeah.
The Little Stranger, rated R in select theaters, and the documentary John McEnroe, In the Realm of Perfection. Wade?
An amazing documentary that's as much about movies as it is about tennis, that uses the footage of a tennis techniques filmmaker named Gilda Kermadec, who took hours and hours and hours of 16-millimeter footage of John McEnroe, mainly between 1981 and 85 at Roland Garros, and uses that as a gateway to learn about the power of cinema and the power of sport.
John McEnroe, In the Realm of Perfection, at multiple Lemley theaters, as well as AMC Rolling Hills and Torrance, the Edwards West Park in Irvine. It's unrated. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon for the full hour of Film Week on KPCC.